Gangrene episode Turkey Day 2015.
Yeah.
Is it
9-5? Actually, I think it's only 9-4.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, stats blew me off.
Yeah, so, you had a good
reason.
Oh,
that's right. You did blow me off, too. Yeah, I took stats to our game.
Right.
That's all I could think about for 3 weeks, and then he didn't show up. I don't know.
I know. I'm a bad
boyfriend. I text him every day. I don't know why he didn't get back to me.
Well, I mean, you're a very forgettable character on the show.
No, but I keep on hounding him.
Yeah, don't stalk me. I got enough of that going on.
Is this like a swim fan thing?
Do you think this stick is going to get old? Like, I don't know.
What, that you love stats?
Yeah.
You care less?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
all right, we'll keep it up then.
I don't know. How does
I mean, because it's not real.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. Not at all.
No.
No. No. Rockwell never wrote that song.
Yeah. No.
Somebody watched it.
Oh.
Michael Jackson. He's in the bathroom.
Oh.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair.
Okay.
You know what? You know that song.
I don't
we'll play it at the end of the song. So,
wait, we will? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. It's late. It's late in the day now.
Black Flag?
No.
Oh.
So, it's late in the show.
It is.
Because we stayed up all night.
It's not late in the show. It's early in the show.
Well, it's early in the show, but it's late in the day because we stayed up and watched the Atlanta game.
Ugh.
121-97 loss, by the way.
Nice.
So.
That's a lot of points to give up.
That's a lot of points that we can give up.
So hold on. I'm trying out for a New York radio show.
Is that what they do?
I think so. Isn't that what they just do in New York? Is they just like huff and puff and stuff like
that?
I
would imagine the...
I think it was more of that when they didn't have anything to really root for. But now they had the Mets this year. Yeah. So like that kind of picked up a lot of people.
Yeah. I feel like you really can't... If you're from New York, you can't root against
the Yankees. What do we have to root for in Boston anyways?
A lot of things. The Patriots, it's 10-0.
I'd give it up.
Yeah.
There's
you hate football.
Anyways.
So anyways, all right. So we lost again tonight.
Again, yep.
And that could be because we're missing a big piece of this.
Yes.
Of this lineup, which is the Marcus Smart.
Marcus
piece.
Smart.
So, let us discuss the Marcus Smart injury. But before that, our friend and avid guest of the show, Chris Forsberg, wrote an article today on ESPN Boston.
He did.
Is Marcus Smart injury prone?
Ah, that's what I was going to get to.
And?
Yes.
The answer?
Oh, wait.
Well.
That's not how we're supposed to do it. It's not supposed to be that cut and dry, right?
The results are supposed to be at the end. If it was cut and dry, the show would be.
We're supposed to talk about it, right?
Right.
Okay, I think maybe he might be because of reasons.
No, just let's flat out just go ahead. I'm saying yes as well as you.
It's what, his fourth injury in a year and a month?
Well, let's go down the rundown here. I mean, last November, he missed 10 games, okay, due to
he almost died.
Well, the ankle injury.
Yeah, to be stretchered off.
Yeah. We all watched that game, didn't we?
He missed time because of the summer league when he dislocated two of his fingers.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He had the lower leg injury, the sprained toe this year.
That pissed me off.
Stubbing
your toe hurts, but can you play ball for Christ's sakes?
I don't know. They're on their feet a lot.
Yeah, they are running up and down the court.
It's.
I always like try to put it in perspective, and like you know, if one of my fingers hurts or something, it's hard for me to even go to work and type up everything.
Yeah.
It's you know, I can see.
Oh, that's true.
I try to sympathize. I don't know if he's injury prone. I think it's just too early to tell. I mean, part of me thinks.
I mean, he's got a lot of things stacked up.
Are we afraid because? I'm afraid.
I mean,
I'm afraid because of maybe his play style, if anything, because it's hard and it's aggressive. He's not a jump shooter. He's going to the basket a lot. That's the thing where, like, if someone's injury prone, like Derrick Rose or something.
Right.
I mean,
that was my next question. Would you throw Marcus Smart in the category of Derrick Rose?
Not yet.
Oh,
it's too early.
Yes, no. You guys are really different. I mean, are you sure you guys even talk to each other? Are you okay sitting next to each other?
Yeah, no.
We'll tolerate it.
I mean, do I have to get in the middle here?
No, it's too early. It's way too early. And it's not – I don't think there are injuries to me that are like habitual, like a big man with a bad foot or something like that, right? Because that's like a historically bad injury.
Right.
Or, you know, Derrick Rose has like all the knee stuff. Like if he had stuff that was like the same injury twice and it was something that was like structural and not like contact, then that's when I think you start talking
there
about
it. There just seems to be a lot of different injuries Marcus Smart. So you have to think about, like you said, like his game. Is his game style of play too hard? Is he going too hard a lot of times when not needed? I mean, it is the beginning of the season. I mean, he dislocated two fingers in summer league, which do you need to do that?
I mean, it's the beginning of the season. A lot of these other players didn't play summer league, you know?
Right.
I mean, he's had a little bit of a...
If he's going hard in summer league, is that like a red flag for the... For the rest of his
but
game,
but the you know the dislocated.
It's nice that he's going. You know, it's nice that he's running full blown.
I think
speed,
the dislocated fingers thing, that's like completely random, right? I mean,
that is random.
A lot of his accidents are freak accidents.
Here's where I'm at: is it seems perpetual that he comes back for what 3 weeks and then he's out for 2 weeks.
Well, it happened last year with the ankle injury last year.
But it's happening again this year.
Right.
And the problem is I think...
So now we're talking 2 years in a row that he's gone back-to-back injuries.
And I think the problem is that I'm not even... Without even realizing it, like, starting to like the dude.
Yeah. He's really easy to like.
But, I don't... He doesn't do anything that, like, really stands out all. It's kind of like...
But they play. It seems like they play well,
right? And then
in.
All of a sudden he's out. And you're like, oh, what are we missing?
Yeah,
oh,
you miss
we're
him,
missing
yeah.
Smart.
It's unfortunately noticeable that when he is out, we're losing to bad.
And
teams.
I didn't even know I was falling for the guy. You know,
it's true. He's kind of a sleeper cell, like where it's like, do you enjoy Marcus Smart? I mean, we've had many of a discussions about him so far. This season and last season.
I mean, I wish he would, change up the haircut.
Yeah, I mean, you've been stuck on this.
I can't get over it. I don't like it.
For
I don't
someone
know why.
With a not great haircut, you're really critical.
I know.
For someone who just doesn't shower and throws a hat out the other day.
Yeah, I haven't shaved in like 6 weeks, I think.
You haven't
shaved
in nine effing seasons. All right.
I don't know what's
wrong.
If you
go back to the episode one, you still have the scraggly beard.
I'm sorry. It bothers. I don't know why.
Hair.
I don't want it to bother me. I would like to get over it. I mean, can't.
You can clearly tell. If you watch any of the stuff on this show, you can clearly tell that there's just no care this year. We're showing up in sweatshirts and hats. I mean, Stats still dresses to the nines every day. That's because he's trying to impress you, but he also wants to tell you to piss in a hat.
Trying to increase my value.
Yeah, but understandable. I'm ready to retire, so I understand where you're coming from, though. Maybe you can hook on with another show.
Yeah.
You know, John Corrales has his podcast show. You can hook up with him.
Yeah, I don't want to talk into my Mac.
he's working. He's wearing purple and gold. Today.
So
I'm not wearing any gold.
What about that gold necklace you got under you? I know Pauly Canastro gave you that necklace. Don't lie.
It was a gift. I feel like I have to wear it.
So you think it's too early to be injury prone?
It is. It's too early.
I'm very, very nervous about
it. And he
it.
Hasn't had a long term.
And I'm not a nervous person.
Like, he hasn't had a 6 months.
Yeah, none of his injuries have been season ending.
He hasn't
They've
had
been like 10 games.
Like, has he had surgery?
No.
Like, when they start having surgery.
Not that I can recall.
Yeah, I think when guys start having surgery,
they pop his fingers back into place.
Yeah,
and like this one with the lower leg injury, and then his Achilles, Achilles. You know, I mean, it's,
you know, toe stuff. I mean, it's you know, that's all.
I mean, if the season ends or when the season ends this year, if he went for surgery on that toe, if it's still bothering him, I mean, that's not a problem because let's get it right for next season. You know.
Yeah, but then I think you start to worry, right? Because that means he played the season, you know, with an injury. So it's like it's not a lost season, but it's kind of not.
But if he's still producing as well as he has been this season on the bad toe, well, I mean, we're just taking the toe as one injury.
I mean, we're projecting stuff,
right?
You know,
I mean, if he's still playing and producing as well as he is with that bad toe, I don't really think there's much cause for concern. I mean, if you handle it.
I want him to grow as a player, and I want him to grow as a player, and he can't do it if he's not playing.
Well, he can't do it if he's not healthy.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Just be healthy. Don't hurt yourself.
Well, I guess that's true.
I think there's something to be said about a learning curve for guys that, I mean, last season, first time he ever played like 82 games mm-hmm. or like, you know, anything close to that, especially at this level, it's different. And I think guys need to figure out how they can get their body to respond, like what they need to do to recover and stuff. I mean, I think there's a lot more that goes into it that, you know, that isn't on the court and isn't, you know, in the papers and stuff that we don't see. So I think you got to give him time.
How much time, though? We've had this conversation so many times.
I mean, I think
how
you
much
know,
time when, do you give this?
How
guy?
Much time do we want to spend on this subject?
Well, I think, no, right. Well, well I, my quick answer, up. My quick answer is like Sullinger's at the end of his rookie deal. I think that's kind of when you know.
Yeah, I'm ready to move right. on. By the way,
from this segment or
from yes, and Sullinger.
I've been ready to move on. From
and
Sullinger
he is arguably the third best player on the team right now.
I think we need to argue about Sullinger next week.
Yeah. Okay.
If we're doing something next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally.
Okay. Because I'll come prepared.
I think we need to just stop calling out people.
I want
to
argue with myself. I think I argue every. In fact, I argue with myself every night about Sullinger.
That's.
You're not doing a lot to help the old crazy man vibe that you give off.
Good.
I'm picturing you just yelling at your TV about Sullinger and no one
imagine,
else in the room.
I would imagine that you argue about with yourself about a lot of things.
TV? I thought they just played in my head. The pigeons. Sullinger's a pigeon.
Not sure where to go from that one.
Me neither. We should move on, I think. Dude.
Yeah.
What
do we get next?
So, all right. So, let's just go with the Thanksgiving theme for the next.
Yeah.
From here on in. Okay.
Oh, from here on in.
From this show, okay. From the rest of the show on, let's yes. just go with our Thanksgiving theme.
All right.
Thanksgiving is in 2 days. So, let's pick the turkey. Of the season so far for the Celtics.
Okay.
Now, turkey is delicious and everybody likes it on Thanksgiving, but let's talk about turkey in a bad way on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Turkey is also very good in bowling.
Turkey's also, all right, so let's just go in a bad way on this one, okay?
Yeah, no.
The turkey that makes you fall asleep. And,
yeah. Yeah. Let's go with the tryptophan of the okay. season so far. So I think we can. Pretty much, I'm sitting here, I can guess.
I'm thinking about it. You go first.
I think I can guess yours.
You go first.
My turkey of the season so far, yeah. I would have to say, would be a toss-up of a little bit of the bench minus Thomas.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's not picking one certain person, but I would have to say maybe, like, the bench isn't really stepping up as of late.
Well, because your top scorer is not on the bench anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good point, too. But
although Avery is, I don't know, whatever.
He's had his games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's also time to part ways with Bradley. I think we should throw him up in that mix.
I would part ways.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, I guess if I had a single one person, I think Bradley would be my turkey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's tough. He's had some good games.
Yeah.
He's had some good games, but I feel like – let's give him the good games and up his value, and let's just part our ways.
So when I think of turkey, I think of, like, kind of bland, you know, it's not really very good. You got to put, like, gravy on it and stuff for it to taste good.
Maybe a pie.
Yeah. like, all the other stuff is the best part about the meal. So with that in mind, I kind of think of Tyler Zeller.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I think – part of it, too, is, you know, he's been given chances and hasn't really taken them.
Very very invisible this year, I feel.
Just hasn't really got it going.
Opposed to last season, where you really noticed Zeller out there.
Because he played well with Rondo, and I think that's what it was.
I feel like he played well after, though.
Not as good, but you still remembered him. Because I was a Zeller A number one fan, you know?
I feel like just... Not even just the offensive end, right? I feel like he had a little bit more to give on the defensive end last year than he has. I don't know
don't
if it's
think
just
a
rhythm
taken
thing.
Away from that, though.
I think
he has, but I think if we're talking like the whole season, I think Zeller got the opportunities early, and Amir, you know,
there's a lot of newcomers, there's a lot of new moving parts this year.
Yeah,
there's gonna be an odd man out, and so far it's been him, and maybe it should be David Lee at times, but
that's where I thought you were going when you said bland.
Yeah, it was probably between those two. But on the other hand, I can't. The decision I made was because I don't expect as much from David Lee because he kind of is what he is now.
I thought hook, line, and sinker. I thought they were going to get David Lee, pad his stats and sell him off. And that's just not what's happening.
Don't believe everything you read, dude.
I don't know. I did.
So who's your turkey? I kind of have a guess, but.
Yeah. My turkey so far is that game against the Nets the other night.
Oh, you're picking a whole game.
Yeah.
So are you calling out every player?
Yes.
Coaching staff.
I was concession vendor.
Brian Dew.
I was gonna go David Lee, but then we'd already mentioned him. I was gonna go Kelly Olynyk.
That's who I thought you were going.
Of course you did, and that's why I
thought you were gonna offer him a blanket with smallpox. What I honestly did. I know how much you dislike Kelly Olynyk, so I figured like the worst thought imaginable for you.
As much as Kelly Olynyk has disappointed me this year, I might be not thinking properly about that. Maybe he's better than I obviously, for some reason, I have a bias against him.
I mean, if we put
I'm trying to think outside of the box, and that game the other night really, really, really bothered me.
Yeah. Well, that game was very bothersome. I mean,
and that's all. And, you know, next week it could totally change, and I will complain about Kelly Olynyk all year, probably.
Yeah.
But unless he gets traded.
Or a haircut.
So
what is wrong with me?
So what you're saying is,
guys,
he's
I need help.
Not the Larry Bird that you think he is.
I quit.
That's a great way to end the show.
No, he's not. He's
Do you
not
think
Larry
Kelly
Bird.
Olynyk is the next Larry Bird? You know, the show's over.
He's
canceled.
He's obviously not. He's obviously the McHale. We just need to find Larry Bird.
Who was so?
I wish we were doing video on this one.
You two are killing me,
man.
You're doing it on purpose.
I can't believe McHale got fired.
I know. I can't
believe
we didn't pick him.
Dwight Howard's fault. 100%.
No. James Harden.
You think? Honestly, Harden?
Harden's played really bad.
Well, that's because he's got the little B curse going on.
He played pretty well after.
He's got that. He's got he's dating
He's dating a Kardashian, which is automatic curse. Look what happened to Humphries.
Basketball Twitter is great because they just have like these like
not even
James
Odin.
Harden.
I'm not even talking about Odin. Look what happened to Humphries.
They just have these James Harden defense alerts, and it's just like it'll just be like a GIF or a Vine of like James Harden just kind of like complete matador, like let someone buy him, and then he just doesn't follow anything. He just kind of stands there and like, you know, just kind of chills until he can get the ball and go take a wild shot. So.
So, the Kardashians are like...
What the hell is going on right now?
Like a kryptonite for NBA players. Is that basically what's going on?
I mean, Chris Humphries isn't doing too bad in Washington.
Well, that's because he went away. I mean, he's away from the
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So,
it's like he's
so
had
they're,
a...
They are. They're some sort of kryptonite.
I cannot believe what is going on right now.
Hey, this is hot breaking news. All right?
Get with the times, Kurt.
Get with the times. All right?
I'm trying. I was thinking I'm going to get a mohawk with yellow on top.
Chop it up and change your life. Just
anyways, I don't even know what's happened right now.
All
right.
Well,
so those are the turkeys. Is that okay that I picked a game? Is that wrong?
No, I think that's perfect.
That was the lowest point. I thought there's been some low points, but that was the lowest point.
That was definitely a low point considering that the game before that
we crushed. Without Marcus Smart, you should beat that team, right?
Probably.
And that was just like it was painful to watch.
They haven't had a lot of road games this year, and they haven't had a lot of road games where they've looked good.
Like most of their losses are at home, though.
Yeah, but they – I don't know.
I don't know. They're too
– subjectively.
I mean, the Rockets game was a good road game, and so was the Oklahoma City. Yeah,
can we take a moment and just like – because I know I picked a turkey of Brooklyn.
Right.
But let's put that aside for a second. Do we want to talk about what we're thankful for?
Yeah, I think that has to go hand in hand because what I'm thankful for is the fact that we are beating teams that even last year were unbeatable for us. You know, like I just mentioned with Houston. I mean, whatever's happening in Houston with that team is what it is. But like to beat a team, even though they were Durantless Oklahoma, that's still a team that has some force behind it. We are beating good teams, and we are above 500, which is great for just barely now with the loss to Atlanta.
6-5? 7-something?
Well, whatever.
I don't even know.
I mean,
I lost track.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are, I guess, with an injury prone, well, borderline injury. Well, I'm sorry. I agree with the injury prone Marcus Smart.
All right.
With a borderline injury prone Marcus Smart, we're having difficulties with certain teams, obviously bad teams, but I'm thankful for the team holding its own, and they are coming together. They're working well together for what they have. And I know that eventually this season there will be some major changes. I can't imagine this team's going to run the course of the season. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for what we have with the team that we have now. I mean,
that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you guys?
I'm thankful for two things. I'm thankful for Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
Because I think there's just a few coaches in the league that make the players especially better, and I think he's turning out to be one of them. I love some of the offense they're running. I love, you know, his ability to draw stuff up, you know, out of bounds plays, that kind of stuff. I think he's just been great. The other thing I'm thankful for is college basketball, because we have hopefully a high pick with Brooklyn, and right. I don't know. I'm excited about college basketball this season. I've seen a couple games.
I can't imagine we don't have that high pick.
Right. Because don't you think that since it's not technically the Celtics, it might actually, like, fall our way this time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely possible. But, you know, I'm happy. I think there's some good, interesting players in college basketball this season. And just kind of, you know, it seems like it's going to be an interesting season. So I'm thankful for that.
I am thankful for my two co-hosts.
Oh,
because they
can't mean me.
They're pretty awesome.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Well, totally. Nick's here now, so you might be talking about him.
And no, but what I'm thankful for about this team is
I'm thankful for beer.
Yeah, as much as I will complain, because I'm going to complain more than I, you know, say good things.
Right.
That's just who I am.
That's if you're new to this show.
That's just who I am.
Then I guess that's a good spoiler alert. But if you've been watching this show for the last 9 years, then you know you're
I'm very thankful for this team in general. I will bitch about this team all night long. Yeah. But I'm, you know, like, it's a likable team again.
Yeah.
Even we've talked about it ad nauseum. Like, even the end of that Pierce Garnett run, it wasn't really, like, wasn't much there.
Yeah.
There's something, like, I was mad at them for losing the other night because I like them and I want them to win. Yeah. You know, like,
it wasn't the Jeff Green era.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, like, come on, guys. Like, I'm, like, rooting for them to, like, I want them to win, not just mad that they lost because they lost. Like, I want these guys to do good. Like, it's a good team. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I can get attached to a team again, which I thought maybe would never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I'm thankful for. As much as I bitch and moan, I really do genuinely like this team. So there we go.
Well, that's good. That's nice. That's a very heartfelt thanks.
And what? I'm gonna play this for my mom in a couple days when she makes me say what I'm thankful for.
Kurt, what are you thankful for? Just watch the latest episode of Gangrene TV. You can also find us on Twitter at Gangrene TV. Mom. You can also find us on Instagram, and you can find funny pitches at Gangrene TV.
I don't think Kurt's mom's on any of those.
No. But if you're
that,
if, wait,
that nice
but
boy
if you,
David is on that?
But if you and your mom in the viewer land are on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube at Gangrene TV. Yeah.
You can also call us.
You can call us and tell us what you're thankful for at 508-731-GGTV.
And you should.
And you should, because we want to hear it.
Let's wrap this up real quick, Dave. I know we got about 6 or 7 more things on the agenda. Why don't we just blast through them?
All right. So this season, every show we've had a debate. Well, yeah. I was just kind of thinking while we were sitting here that our debate today was, are you happy with the Celtics so far this year? That kind of goes with what we just were thankful for. So let's skip it. So we can go to the Brooklyn report.
Which we kind of already did.
We already did. We already went through it. I mean.
Yeah, we're good like that.
Yeah. What's the record?
Right now, I'm trying to pull it
Brooklyn
up.
Brooklyn report.
If you sing the song real quick, I can get it. I'm sorry.
Before the third.
Why did the Celtics lose to the Brooklyn?
Why did they? Let's talk about that.
Because that was my turkey, because it was awful.
Right. I mean.
I think they lost to Brooklyn just to piss me off.
Right now they're 3-11,
and they should be 2-12.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, they're chasing the Sixers for the worst record.
Yeah.
Have the Sixers won yet?
No, they're 0-15. Here's two questions right now, real quick. Will the Sixers win a game this year? Will the Warriors lose a game this
year? Yes, it will be the same game.
It will be the same game. They'll be facing each other.
Yes.
Philadelphia's first win will be against the
crazier things have happened.
You know what? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I feel like in the NBA, you kind of walk into 15 wins or so, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard not to win 15. I thought the Sixers were going to be better. I'm kind of surprised.
Do you think it's a plan coming from the top?
Listen, you know what, though? Honestly, with stuff like that.
Oh, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know.
No, but I mean, how can you keep going like that if you're the Sixers? They have had a terrible losing record for the last, I don't know, longer than 6 years, if I can recall.
They had the
how do you not get caught?
But they had the permission to
do that.
Because
they let Evan Turner go.
How do you not get caught? I mean, there's like no, like, they haven't done anything that you can like prove.
Granted, I understand that. There's nothing that you could prove that they're tanking. But like, if you keep getting that top spot in the draft and you're just, you're still not winning. I mean,
they haven't had a top spot, have they?
Well, Nolan's Noel. I mean,
he was like the sixth pick.
Was he that far in?
I think Embiid was three. Okafor was three or two.
Yeah.
I think Okafor was three.
Man, Okafor can play.
He's super. He was the guy I wanted. Him and Drummond. I really wanted Drummond the year he got drafted. Very disappointed. But, you know, I mean, the Sixers will win eventually. The Golden State Warriors will lose. There'll be one game on a back-to-back where they just don't have it.
No team is going to go winless or undefeated.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't imagine that, like, I think the Warriors are going to keep going. I don't think – eventually they're going to lose a game, obviously. But, like, I can't imagine that, like, they're not going to be
– the Bulls' record is attainable for them.
That's what I'm getting.
What was it, like 71?
I think it was 72 and 10.
That might be it, yeah.
Something like that. I mean, that is definitely breakable.
Yeah.
With this team right now, I mean
– you never know who's going to get injured, but like the way they're playing and stuff, that's attainable, and that's scary.
Yeah, Steph Curry's all right, huh?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah. He's not bad.
Yeah, a lot of teams pass on that guy. The Timberwolves did twice.
The
Timberwolves picked Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn before Steph Curry.
Johnny Flynn.
They had two shots.
Johnny Flynn, Syracuse zone. Where are you now? Overseas, probably doing something weird.
It did take Steph a few years to catch on.
He had some injuries early and stuff, but yeah.
Oh, man. Anyways.
How do you feel if you're another team who had the opportunity to draft someone like that, and you're just like, yeah, I passed that up.
Awful.
You know?
Yeah.
My team's in the dumper, and they're over there doing
– It happens great. All the time.
Of course. That's the Darko Milicic thing, too.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's always one or two that just, you know, what was the name? Hashim Thabeat a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
for the Grizzlies, I want to say.
Yeah, he got drafted by the Grizzlies, and then he's just too tall. Well, he had bad problems. I think he had foot problems, didn't he?
Yeah, he was too tall for.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to Yao Ming. He's got foot problems.
Grant Hill, he didn't really work out.
Well, Grant Hill drank a lot of Sprite.
Who's the other one? The Leitner. He's a pretty high pick.
I hate Leitner.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
We talking about just Duke players who just suck now. Is that what we're doing?
Jay Williams.
I mean, we've already went through three of them. So, all right. So real quick, let's wrap up the show.
Yes.
All right. So real quick.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We want to. Yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving. See you later. We want to congratulate Red Zombie John Corrales.
That's right.
For making the list of 25 top sports Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
75. I'm sorry. 75.
He's in my 25. Top.
25 would be even a greater list.
He's in my top two.
John, if you're listening to this, achieve 25, not 75.
Yeah.
Okay. We were passed over, but I think it was a toss up between us and John.
That's okay.
John does a little more than us, so maybe next year we'll make the list.
I only say negative things, anyways.
Well, I mean, if you tweet it out a little more, maybe you can get out there.
I can't yell at the TV and tweet at the same time.
I can do a lot of things at once. Okay. So, congratulations, John.
Including not work.
Check out RedZombie.com for all their stories. They have a whole team.
Yeah.
Team of guys. Just great stuff.
Just
great
writing and writing.
Great stuff on that site, including our show, Game Green TV.
That's right.
So that's it. So,
oh, that's it.
Gentlemen, happy
Thanksgiving.
I thought you
were building up to something.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Happy
Thanksgiving,
guys.
Thanks for showing up,
I guess. Happy Thanksgiving. We will see you
hopefully soon.
Maybe,
we'll see you soon.
Maybe
we'll see you
in
soon.
A couple weeks. Maybe
yeah.
Next week.
Well, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah. One of those, for sure.
One of those weeks, yeah. You know? So, so don't, without breaking the desk.
Stay infected. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Peace. I said it all backwards.